headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Olive with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's trucking industry is calling for disaster funding after trucks were left stuck in flooding events that occurred earlier this month. Hundreds of trucks working to deliver goods were stopped due to high water levels and flooding on major highways. The industry fears they will be forgotten about when recovery begins. The federal government announced more than $72 million of grants to flood-affected primary producers and $25 million to non-for-profit agencies and small businesses. But the Queensland Trucking Association said its industry missed out. Brisbane Freight Company Director Luke Ashton said the floods could cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars. In other local news, a University of Queensland study on 25,000 trees could show how rainforests respond to climate change. UQ PhD candidate Julian Radford Smith has spent the last 2 years studying the qualities of more than 300 species of trees between Ballina and Gladstone. This research can tell us why trees grow the way they do, based on their climate. This research has been backed to give scientists a deeper understanding of how trees earn a living in their respective environments. In national news, Sydney has been hit with train delays and cancellations after industrial action continues across the railway network. 197 train drivers have not reported into work, resulting in 335 trains being cancelled and many more being delayed. Sydney Train Chief Matt Longland says he hopes that Fair Work Commission negotiations on Wednesday will end the industrial strike. We're hopeful that further discussions will progress this week and we'll be in a more positive position, but the priority right now is to manage this ongoing industrial action, Mr. Longland said. Sydney residents are warned to plan ahead if they plan to take public transport in the future.
Also in national news, Christmas Island has recently launched the Green Space Tech Hydroponic Project, an enterprise that provides homegrown produce to its supermarkets and restaurants. This greenhouse setup allows greater food conditions, as the island's soil conditions and rugged terrain has made it difficult to grow fresh produce in the past. The project leader, Ken Hawkins, said we're targeting the stuff that you really need to eat within a couple of days of harvesting it. In international news, 24-year-old Ugandan runner Jacob Kiplimo has broken the half-marathon record on Sunday with a time of 56 minutes and 42 seconds, beating the previous record holder by 48 seconds. Kiplimo was competing in the Barcelona half marathon when he became the first person to complete a half marathon in under 57 minutes. It has been the perfect race, Kiplimo said. Ideal temperature, no wind at all, fantastic circuit, everything went better than expected. Kiplimo said he will be resting until he participates in the London Marathon later in April. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land.